Clear the airwaves for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis. I'm here today with my buds, and it is a very somber day for us. Hemp Radio is saddened and devastated by the sudden death of our incredible, fabulous producer, Garrett Tumbleson. Garrett was brilliant as a music producer, podcast producer. He made magic. He was a loving friend, and I will miss him dearly. And I'm here with my buds, Elliot.
Right here by your side, honey.
And Chris.
Likewise.
And Jackie, and if any of you have anything to say, we're just going to say it, get it over with, and move on like he would want us to.
I'll say something. I'll start. So I remember it was probably the last OC Normal business meeting, and Garrett was, I think, just leaving as we were setting up. And it was kind of a big scrimmage, and he was kind of in and out. But he pulled me aside and he just asked me, and we really had just fun conversations before this, just, you know, hanging out in the green room, fun conversations. And he pulled me aside. He said, "How are you? Really, how are you feeling?" And I'm currently healing from a broken foot and ankle, and it's been quite a while since December, and he's kind of seen me in and out, so he's known it's been a while. I said, "Oh, you know, it's been hard. You know, I got a recent diagnosis that, like, my body's not allowing myself to heal. It's going to be even longer." And he said, "How is that on your mind?" And I said, "Well, you know, didn't think anything of it really at the time. I just kind of answered him, well, it's hard. It's hard on my mind. Like, I of course, it's, you know, I get depressed. And, you know, you get depressed. Well, what do you do? What do you do for depression?" And I said, "Well, shit, what does anybody do for depression? You know, you rely on your friends and your family. And, you know, when you feel like you're going to fall, you just lift yourself up from someone else that's around you that's hopefully reaching their arm out at that time. And luckily I have, you know, the support of people like Acquaintance of Candace at the time. And, you know, my husband of 19 years and family, friends. And, you know, and I said, and even on my darkest days, I just, you know, still have to remind myself that the sun is going to come up again." And, you know, and he said, I hope that will work because it's really hard to get out. And I said, "It is really hard to get out." And it was a literally brief moment. And he said, "I'm here for you when you want to talk. I've been through depression and I know that pain is hard." So we both had a passing moment in time that to me, I'm going to keep with me forever because it reminds me of his kindness and sweet nature, that he was just reaching out and showing me that, you know, that he was there for me and he understands that it's hard to go through shit. And that was an important moment for me.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Elliot, is there anything that you wanted to say?
Yeah, first off, I totally regret not saying something at the funeral. It seemed like when I was getting on the freeway after we were leaving, I wanted to kick myself in the face for not walking up and saying something because I had so much going through my mind at that day. I'm still kind of in shock from it. The guy was just super, super cool. Every time I come here, he always had a good smile on his face. And like we were talking about, you always lose the good ones. You know, the losers seem to fucking live forever.
I know. So many of
them. They're like roaches
right
that are just around, you know? But
fucked
like,
truth.
But like, he was like his girlfriend, you know, said, like, what an angel. Just an awesome person.
He was, excuse me, incredibly sweet. I spoke with him every day. I loved him dearly. I hope he's at peace. And I didn't have to get up and speak at the funeral because I told him every day how much I loved him, how important he was, and how incredibly brilliant he was. And I didn't need anybody there to hear what I felt about him. He knew. So I'm not that person that has to display. Anyway, Chris, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just wanted to, again, extend my deepest condolences to the innermost circle. It's unfortunate that I didn't get to meet him in the way that they
knew him.
Exactly, and the pain that they have to deal with.
Right.
Again, it's the whole aspect of celebrating what he left behind, the legacy that he left
behind.
Just the fact that he touched so many people.
Mm-hmm. And we all remember the best part of him.
And that's the ultimate reality.
That's the only Garrett I knew.
That we're trying to emphasize. But basically what I want to get to is that he was a good soul, an old soul. He was very deep, insightful, intuitive, definitely one of a kind. And usually it's the ones who think the deepest and they swim sometimes a little too far. I mean.
Yeah, I thought he was just too brilliant to be here.
Yeah,
that's how I look at it.
I'm still in shock too. But again, at this point, we can try to accept that
we're stuck with these other people that don't know how to do our podcast. That's what I'm concerned about now.
Yeah,
I am so concerned. What the fuck are we? You know, Garrett.
You're gonna be replaceable, bro.
I'm really pissed at you right now. You know what I'm saying? Because you were supposed to teach me, and you didn't. Anyhow, we love you. This show is for you. And he loved it when I got stupid and said stupid shit. So I don't know if I can do it today because I don't feel like that. But anyway, did anybody read what Chris Christie said?
No, what happened? I missed it.
Can we just say that Chris Christie is friends with Donald Trump, right? Okay, keep going.
Oh, he's a trumpeteer.
Yeah, okay. I just had to throw that out there. I know how you hate when I say Trump.
He accuses the Democrats of trying to poison our kids by legalizing marijuana.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. He called legalization efforts, and somebody look this up, beyond stupidity. He's an idiot. He is an idiot. Why would he say the dumb things that he says?
Well, didn't Chris Christie have a coke problem?
He was probably a minor issue to talk about.
The 900-pound guy. But he
was caught partying with strippers, drinking and doing coke.
That was the Texan guy.
Chris Christie. He just override that with his gastric bypass. It kind of took over.
It's actually a trend in a lot of the political sectors.
It doesn't matter. He's an idiot.
No, but I mean, he doesn't know much about cannabis.
He attempts.
And he also admitted to smoking crack also.
See, I knew it. See, I told you.
I just Googled it.
See, crack. I didn't give it to him.
Hey, take your blood.
Sorry, Coke.
That's even worse. Yeah. So he can't say anything.
Right.
Oh, yes, he
Fuck
can.
That guy.
He doesn't want it. He legalization efforts, baloney and beyond stupidity. That's what he calls them. And he talks at great length about addiction and he wanted to lead the President Trump's commission on the opioid crisis. Remember what he said when he was running for president? That people that smoke marijuana, he was taking everything away if he won presidency. Everything.
Right, I remember
Everybody
that.
Was going to jail. He would probably put him in the electric chair. Mm-mm. I mean, he was an idiot. Anyway, I read that and I thought, somebody needs to do something. I don't know what, but I thought it was just beyond stupid. Elliot, do you have any normal news? Did you, Candace?
No,
our
I
Candace
do. I
isn't
do.
With us,
I
so
do. I do. I mean, this stuff is not even really surprising. I mean, everyone agrees that pot is awesome, and it helps people.
Is that the normal news?
I'm just summing it up, and it helps people. But I'll get to it. You know. So first, polls support legalizing marijuana at a record high. More than 6 in 10 Americans believe that the social use of marijuana should be legal for adults, according to a nationwide poll provided by CBS News. The percentage marks a significant increase in 2013, with when the same news people, CBS, reported that only 45% of the respondents endorsed legalization at the time. And it is amongst the most of the public support ever reported in the national poll. Only a majority of those respondents over the age of 65 did not support legalization.
I don't believe that.
Well, that's
what
they say.
Those are the biggest smokers.
I know, right?
That was the generation.
Then a study out of Athens, Georgia, medical marijuana legalization linked to lower Medicaid costs. Not surprising.
Right? I read that. I thought that was fabulous.
Yeah. Patients use fewer prescription drugs in states where access to medical cannabis is legally regulated, according to data at the University of Georgia, assessed the association between medical cannabis regulations and the average number of prescriptions filled by Medicaid beneficiaries between 2007 and 2014. Right?
Yeah.
So it saves
whatever
people money.
You say.
No, it's
you're
it's,
reading
it's,
the news. I'm listening. Whatever you,
this is
I
news
mean,
to us. Inform us, please.
Yeah, we want to be informed.
Okay, so I always talk about the city of Irvine because I was raised in Irvine. So we have a study out of Irvine.
I got lost there so many times. I hate Irvine.
Irvine says reducing criminal penalties for marijuana offenses is associated with greater overall employment and higher wages, according to compiled economists at the University of California. Researchers at the Self-Sufficiency Research Policy Institute at the University of California, Irvine, assessed the relationship between statewide marijuana decriminalization laws and labor outcomes. Authors reported that decriminalization is associated with increased probability of employment, particularly in young males, and an average increase of 4.5% in weekly earnings. And then lastly, out of West Virginia, the governor is becoming very friendly. He signed some legalization, SB 386, establishing a limited medical cannabis distribution program within the state.
Nice.
They haven't gone over the details, but he signed it. So it'll start.
That's a start.
Very, very.
It's kind of like California.
Cool.
Like, we voted for it, but we don't know what the fuck's going on yet. Hey.
Play it by ear, basically.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have any news that they wanted to talk about? Anything happening?
The new cannabis regulations came out over the weekend.
That's right. Jackie, you wanted to talk about that.
A few changes.
Right.
You know, minor, but
and
still
how,
annoying.
I don't know.
So the changes are now you have to have like a disclaimer. There has to be a certain kind of warning symbol. And there's actually a cannabis symbol now that is an upside down triangle.
Okay. And I interrupted you then. I'm going to interrupt you again. And that's going to be the poison sign.
Yes, it is. It's an upside down triangle. It's red. It has like a stupid blue and white border. And it has THC in bold. And underneath THC is a big exclamation point. So that has to be in like a half, basically half by inch size. And that has to be on every package of cannabis. Everything from flower to edibles to concentrates.
Well, hey, I get it.
And
everyone
has a warning sign. So that's now that is now
not
our
to say
symbol.
That the warning signs work because
they're small.
These things they said work.
There,
the people are dying from, and their hands are falling off. And if you're bleeding to death, and your leg falls off, if your dick falls. Watch TV in the daytime. It's unbelievable.
Your dick falls off in the daytime?
No.
Only
well,
in the daytime, folks.
Noted. I am not Bruce Jenner. Okay. Anyway, I think we're sort of out of it today, so forgive us.
Right.
But we feel good that we're here, and we're so glad that you joined us. And we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with some more Hot Pot Topics. Thanks.
Woo!
For a break that would make it okay, there's always some reason to feel not good enough. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories seep from my
Welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. I'm Patty Cakes. I'm here with my buds. Candace just joined us. I'm so excited. We're going to talk to her in a second. Jackie's here.
I'm here. Hi.
And we lost Elliot, which is not unusual. And he always wonders why he has to ask a question when he
when he returns, when he's like, what's up? What happened?
Right.
What I missed? What I
missed? The whole thing. Yeah. Anyway. Chris.
Go
Chris,
Elliot.
We love Elliot.
Oh, of course we love Elliot. Doesn't mean we don't love him. And our my Lyft guy.
Hello, everybody.
My Lyft guy.
I need lifted.
Yeah.
Everybody's Lyft guy.
We need lifted.
We need like a new company like Ganja Cab Drivers or something, you know, like chill freaking
get
like,
lifted.
Drivers.
Right?
Yeah, get lifted. Really?
Oh, you know, where people can actually
trademark, Jackie.
We could
trademark.
At least, you know, and like listen to reggae music and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
He could bring you the best dispensaries
It'd
and
be
shit.
A 420 friendly ride.
Yeah. Why not?
To,
why not?
Get lifted.
Right? Get lifted. Hey.
Dude, you gotta
it's
do
a first.
It, Chris.
You're Chris, this is your forte, babe.
That's worth looking into.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be looking into
it. I love it. I love it.
And then, like,
it.
You could drive
it.
People around in your suit, and it would look like the FBI is driving people around.
Right? See some Agent smoking Smith weed. Shit, right. But I'm smoking. Right.
I'll tell you what. Chris definitely looked like he should be the next James Bond.
Yeah.
Or
he looked sharp in his
he looked
suit.
Sharp in his suit.
He looked
for
so
sure.
fabulous at the funeral, if you can look fabulous. But he did. He looked great. You really did.
And I've seen him other places where...
Looking fabulous.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you look fabulous. And
that's why you have him sitting next to you, right? You have all the cute guys sitting
I
next to you.
I always have the cute guys. I'm not an idiot. You guys are stupid.
That's one reason we do this show is to sit next to
perks.
Cute guys.
And, hey, Cannabis Wedding Expo rings stoner's bells. The next big, well, it's been going strong, but I think it's getting bigger and bigger.
It was huge. Yeah. The people that are doing our flowers, actually, they just came from the wedding expo and they
Tell
said
us
that
more.
The cannabis flowers, flowers on flowers 420, they actually put inside real buds inside of our flower arrangements,
nice.
Give them an ounce and they decorate, you know, a bunch of tables. And yeah, anyways, they went to the wedding expo and there's just a whole cannabis movement now that there's cannabis in Vegas and it's allowed and
well, they have
reciprocity and, you know, well, it's true. But, you know, there's always been wedding expos, but there's never been cannabis wedding expos.
Right.
It's different.
It's a unique market.
It's a
cannabis
trade. Yeah.
Now, Mother's Day is right around the corner. Can people buy
okay,
a bouquet
I
from flowers
go,
on flowers?
You can
okay.
buy a bouquet. You can buy go, like a lei. You can even buy, they're called like the hakuis, the ones that you wear as a crown.
Let's
yeah,
give them
a bunch.
Let's give them
yeah.
a plug, Jackie. Where are they?
Flowers on Flowers 420. I believe that they're outside of San Diego, but just check them out. Flowers on Flowers 420 IG, everything on social media.
Nice.
Easy.
Wow.
That's what I want.
Right? Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, so, well, you can get married again and do your bouquet or renew your vows. Do you want to renew your vows?
If I did, it would have weed involved. That's for sure.
If I'm getting married again, it's to weed.
Right.
Just to weed, not to a person.
Everybody smoked pot at both my weddings.
Oh, my wedding was full of weed. We ate weed and smoked weed.
That's the only way I got my husband to show up, is I told him that there was weed there.
We all had a roll in the parking lot first. Yeah. That's for sure.
And this, I love this. Cannabis supper clubs. That's what I
yes,
love.
Yes.
You know, you go and you listen to fabulous music, you dance, you smoke.
Nice. Now, are these infused or non-infused supper clubs?
Oh, well,
because currently, well, currently they're doing ones that are actually like infused pop-up shops, like pop-up restaurants, and they're all cannabis-inspired
okay.
meals. Just seeing if that's what you're talking about.
Cannabis supper clubs, the fine dining trend sweeping Los Angeles. A chef, Andre Drummer, a former executive chef at the Ritz-Carlton.
Ooh.
Anybody that's ever been there, Yo. One of my favorite restaurants. Oh, my God. In downtown L.A., recently launched a pop-up dispensary. Elevation VIP and her tray passing events of weed infused
yep, cool.
finger food
yeah.
They started $50 a head.
Nice. Nice.
What does that mean, $50 a head?
Per person.
I know. It was a joke.
Oh.
Chris, are you with me, Chris?
I'm here. I'm here right next to you.
You're supposed to laugh.
So are you?
And welcome back, Elliot.
I'm here. Yeah. Hey, are we going to this place you're speaking of just now?
The supper club?
We can.
No, can we like actually go?
We should make our own High Time supper club.
It's only in LA. I mean,
yeah, let's all get in our car.
Not that far.
What day is
and
it?
Have fun on the way there. Wink, wink. And let's make it happen.
Let's do this.
Okay, here's let's just make it a plan. Cannabis restaurant. Chris Sayegh. I don't want to be rude and mispronounce it. He's preparing for the opening of Herb, the world's first cannabis restaurant. Oh my God, I'm calling them. He will be the head chef and owner of the new space in Santa Monica, which is slated to open later this year. In the meantime, he offers overnight packages, one evening in a private villa. And so he does.
I forgot.
The set is on fire. Don't worry about it, Patty.
Totally
keep
forgot.
Going.
I forgot. I'm
just
sorry.
Keep going.
I'm thinking, what the fuck? Oh my God. Where's my stick? I'm beating him.
That did not happen.
I'm going to smack his little face. So, anyhow, he has a weed restaurant. Parsnip puree.
Ooh.
Spiked red. No. This is New York strip steak with parsnip puree. Ooh. And spiked red wine reduction. Oh my God. $500 per person. Fabulous.
That was
oh my God.
Sounds
good. 500?
Yeah.
Fabilly. We need to have a fucking fundraiser just to go eat that.
Fabilly.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
You
Sorry.
Know what? We could probably have something like that. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible. I mean, everybody's doing it. And, you know, rich people don't want to be with.
You bottom dwellers?
Peasants.
The low class.
But you know what I'm saying? So they need a place. Candace, what are you doing? What are
pay no attention to the woman behind the curtain.
I love her. I'm so glad you stopped by. Anyway, so I'm really excited about the cannabis supper clubs. I think we should get one in Orange County.
Let's do it.
Instead of a Hemp Radio Cafe, we can do a cannabis supper club. I would love that.
Well, you know, there is the Mary Jane University. They have something like it called MJ High Dining.
Do they come to your house and prepare?
No, but it's different. And you go to a location and you have a cannabis dinner. So someone that doesn't want to have people come into their own house can look at this other alternative. But I like that idea of welcoming your own friends into your own home. That's really cool. I love it.
Almost hit myself in the face with the mic. Anyway, hey, what's our time? We have a timer somewhere.
We just keep on going. They'll run in and start waving their hands.
Okay. So
3 minutes?
Candace,
that's right.
Do you have anything else to say? Do you want to talk about anything specific?
Well, what's new in Orange County?
Well, I believe that Elliot covered the normal news. That's awesome. But just for those of people who live in California, the new draft medical marijuana regulations have been released now by the three different agencies. So combined, we have 211 new pages of regulations to look over.
I pulled them up and it was... And Chinese to me.
We have 45 days for our comment period. After that, they become law. And that's only a period, too, to give your suggestions. But definitely, whether you're a manufacturer, a dispensary, a concentrate maker, like an edibles or something like that, get online, download those, start looking through them because they're going to change the industry.
I went online, I clicked on one thing, and then 16 things popped up. And you just had to keep on. They don't make it easy. They make it very, very hard for you to find the information. Yeah. And I found
there's also
that disturbing.
There's a 10-page summary that tells you what you can expect from the regulations. And then each department, I think they made it pretty easy considering that it's three different separate departments of the state that are actually working together to release them on the same day, have them on the same website. I think that actually they're doing a lot to help make it easier. So anyways, I suggest that people look at those. They also have like new warning signs they're coming out for like packaging and new requirements. They're having an upside down triangle now, orange upside down triangle that says THC exclamation point. That's the new symbol that you're going to have on all your packaging.
We talked about that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned it.
Good job.
Yeah, I know.
It annoyed me. Here.
I hated that Elliot. Stupid upside down triangle.
You don't need to be here.
No. That's not true at all. We were covering for you, babe.
Tapped into my brain.
That's right.
Got a cookie out of there.
Speaking of cookies, God, I'd like to have a cookie. Anyway.
Oh, I have these Quaker Chewy Bars, okay, oatmeal raisin.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with some more Hot Pot topics. Welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes. I'm here with Elliot and Chris and Jackie and Candace dropped in, and we're so excited. And we have...
We're just so damn excited right now. We're over here talking about the High Society event.
Thank you, Elle.
I mean, I'm just saying. We're talking about who's going.
Tell me about it. What is it, High Society?
Well, you know what's going on June 3rd. It's our... yearly fundraiser.
The money is going to keep Hemp Radio on the air, so to speak, on the pod network, and to send normal members to Sacramento, right?
That's right.
We're going to have delicious hemp appetizers and terpene appetizers and a DJ and possibly a beatboxer, right, Jackie?
Yeah, but it's not the kind of beatboxer people think of. This is like
beat
Jack boxer.
I don't know what that
means. Patty's like, what?
So this is, it's very unique. It's not the same kind of thing where people actually make beats with their mouth. This is actually a musician that plays multiple instruments that are all condensed into like one type of box. And it's similar to, it's a kind of percussionary. So a lot of drummy kind of beats, but it also mixed in with just crazy intense sounds, and it's super hard to explain if you haven't seen it, but it's amazing trying to get them in. I think we're getting a lot of different music people dropping by, so it's going to be something for all ears.
We have an opera singer.
Yep.
We have a hip-hop.
Yes, hip-hop rapper.
And he's really sucking up to me the right way. He brought me a bottle of champagne today.
Hey.
I love him. Thank you so much.
Don't we keep enticing the hip-hop rapper to do a collabo with the opera singer?
We already talked about it.
That would be so
dope. You better be really high when that happens.
I really hope that
everybody's going to be entertained. No matter what.
That could go really good. That could go really good. Why not? If she's a good singer. No.
You never know.
She is a good singer.
She already has a song.
And he has one good ass verse to go in between her singing. It's going to be great.
I'm just joking.
It's going to be entertaining.
Yeah.
For everybody. Lots of entertainment.
Special secret games. We have awesome, beautiful glass pieces.
Oh my gosh. Trevor Selby. Damn. Wait till you see these pieces. It's going to be amazing.
I have surfboard.
Well, you know what? Will posted a beautiful shot of it on Instagram. Did anybody see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful, iridescent, kind of like purplish glass. Beautiful rig.
It's like a reason enough to come is just
to win.
Yeah. So if besides the silent auction, we're also going to have lots of great prizes for our games that we're playing. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you raffle tickets instead of for like your winnings. And then we're going to have all sorts of baskets and goodies and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So you will not be disappointed.
No. Yeah. A lot of them are valued at least $250 or higher. We what? Have a glass bong that's by
the Selby Blanc.
No, not that's a different one. The Selby okay. rig is actually going to be in the silent auction.
That's a live auction.
The live auction. Right. Then. It's going to be in the auction. We have a raffle items. And an auction.
Right.
So yeah, we have a bong that's actually going to be in the auction.
We have a hemp paddle board made by Jim Mizell, who's been making surfboards in Huntington Beach since 1971. He's really old, but I love him dearly. No, he's not. He still surfs. And it's fabulous. It's really fabulous. And the glass, it's so beautiful. So I'm two really great items that people should just come to win. I mean, that would get me there. And of course, seeing us.
Yeah, that's who wouldn't want to see us.
You can actually meet the crew from the radio show in person and take pictures for us.
We'll do autographs. We'll take pictures. We don't care.
You know, there's going to be a lot of insider celebrities. I mean, come on. You want to want a picture with everybody. Instagram it up, right?
Anyway, it's going to be fun. June 3rd at the Goose Fire Glass Gallery. It's so beautiful. And the glass, one of my favorite pieces to tell you anything about this place, is $20,000. So, yes, I do have expensive taste. But it's beautiful. I mean, it just... Art. It's art. It's so gorgeous. So I appreciate the art. Anyway, what else? Hey, Elliot, what's our social media?
You know what? Okay, I have a question. You know how you make these really good edibles?
Yeah.
Are you going to give some for goodie bags?
That would be sweet.
Like, what if you made, like, some brownies and we cut them up, like small amounts?
We'll trying to get Patty put in jail or what, Elliot?
What are you, crazy?
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Anyway, very...
We're doing it to edit that
Very good idea. No. anyway, what else? Is there anything else that...
I think everybody's just recovering from 420 week, right? And it goes like 420 Cinco de Mayo. You got two
what
holidays.
What did I tell you about slamming your hands on the table?
From over there, you can feel it, huh?
Tad bit.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. Well, I mean, luckily we haven't heard much from the Trump administration as far as marijuana. That's always a good thing. Now that I've said it, probably something's going to happen, though.
Oh, no. Oh, it'll be in the headlines right now. Everybody refresh your computer.
2018 is approaching.
Yeah, oh, huh?
Sooner.
Later. This is kind of interesting. New Jersey florist stole flowers from cemetery. That's where she got flowers.
That's how you beat the margins.
She went to the cemetery, stole the flowers, and then she sold them. That takes balls.
Hardcore.
Damn.
That's like some bad karma right there. You know.
I mean, if the cemetery... I mean, come on. You can't do that.
It's so
shit.
Offensive. I don't know. My dad has a memorial stone in front of the Griffith Park Observatory area. And I get really mad every time I lay down a lay and I see some stupid kid come over there and run and take it. You know, but I mean, I'm far away. I can't yell at them. Yeah, people do it all the time. They take, they always take shit from cemeteries and memorials. Sad.
Why? How horrible.
Because they like flowers and they don't have a personal connection to that person.
Or if you have like a nice rosary or something like that, they'll be like,
you're making me feel like I can't go to like a funeral and visit people now. Because if I see that.
You're going to steal it?
No. But what I'm saying is like.
get aggressive?
Yeah. That would
right? protect somebody.
That's like putting me in a bad situation.
Yeah, right,
Like how disrespectful. You
so
need to
rude,
get your
right?
ass kicked.
So rude.
And then I'm going to go that's to jail for trying to fucking chase your ass.
Hey. Oh, how many times has any one of you thought about doing this is insane. Oregon suspect tried to put coworker in a wood chipper.
What
in Oregon?
Yeah,
was it an industrial wood
a
chipper?
A tree service company employee is facing charges after police said he tried to throw his co-worker into a wood chipper in Kaiser, Oregon.
Damn.
Do you believe that? This was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's pretty insane.
Hey, 26-year-old Scott Edward Iverson of Staten approached another employee from behind, put the man in a chokehold, and pushed his upper torso onto the feed table of the wood chipper. Oh my God.
Did have past rivalries, or is there a reason why this happened?
I don't know.
Just spontaneous. It's like, yeah, I feel
Florida?
Like throwing this, I just feel like throwing this guy in there.
Yeah, I mean, it was
wasn't that like the plot to a really scary movie?
They just said what I was Fargo. Thinking. What state is that
oh, yeah,
in? That's
no,
great.
Yeah,
that's
a scary movie. I like Fargo, though.
Question.
That's right.
North, no, where is
North
this?
Florida?
Oregon. We're in Oregon. We're in like timber country. The 22-year-old victim told officers he struggled with Iverson, who made a second attempt to push him headfirst into the running wood chipper. Another employee saw what was happening and intervened, pulling Iverson off the other man. Oh, my God. Okay, pardon me, guys out there. We're taking a photo break. Go ahead.
Selfie time.
Multitask, Patty. Multitask.
But
multitask.
Anyway,
just crazy, dude. People do the craziest stuff.
I thought of that. I mean, there were times this guy watched Fargo and took him seriously. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Jackie just showed me a picture or a story right now that said that Congress just actually passed a spending bill. You know how they were worried about a government shutdown? And in the spending bill, they blocked the federal government from spending any money on going after the medical marijuana compliant states. So that's good.
Oh, wow.
Remember we had talked victory. About that with yeah. Warbacher yeah. about that spending bill that needed to get passed? And it did just in the nick of time today. See, I said it. I felt it. I felt something was happening.
Your heart.
From the federal government.
I love it. I love it. Wow.
So that's good. So the it used to be the Hinchy Warbacher. Now it's like the Far Warbacher. Is that what they said? The Far Warbacher Amendment.
Is it?
Yeah, it got passed. So we do not have to worry about the federal government coming in and being able to raid the medical marijuana collective this
nervous.
Year.
Nervous. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there's always ways they can say, oh, they're crossing state lines. They're involved with, you know, gangs or with something. You know, there's always excuses, but, you know, it makes it a lot better for us because they don't have the easy access to funds. So
listen to this. An Australian tea tree farm just received $1.49 million to develop medical cannabis honey.
Yum.
That sounds like a delicious venture.
I love medical cannabis honey. It's actually one of my favorite things. I put it inside of my tea.
Tea. Oh, my God.
My favorite. I absolutely love. Or just straight in my mouth.
Just eat it raw.
Oh, my God.
Either way.
This is interesting. Smart vaping, the next big thing in medical cannabis. So I don't understand what that means.
Smart vaping. So are they just saying as in vaporizing is new? Like just vaping in general?
This just came out today. How do we make a medical cannabis actually medical?
How? How's it say? How do you make it?
Wait. What did you say?
We have 1 minute. 1 minute.
Oh, we have 1 minute.
Yeah. But how do you make it medical?
Read the article. Go to 420 Intel.
Thank you.
I'm looking at the clock. Where do you see a minute?
I don't know. Somebody that just...
Oh, okay.
Voice is unknown, pointing to me.
Well, we're just being...
flying by the seat of our
pants. Nice,
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Things have gotten shooken up, but we're so good, you only can barely tell.
Slightly.
We're still functioning.
Just slightly
just a
off.
A little so, bit yeah. of like
yeah, you're right. fluidity.
Loss of focus, so, but yeah. we're still here 90%. I'm glad that you guys all are.
Yeah.
This is a really fun show, despite our, you know...
Our terrible loss.
Yes.
How sad.
Yes.
I mean,
and we're all just kind of still a little bit not back together.
Obviously trying to get it together still.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you to our new sound people that are helping out today. Trevor.
Trevor Salby. Yes.
Yep. Thank you. Wait a minute. Not only is he a good blower.
Oh. He's also really talented. He makes also, beats. He's actually a really awesome musician. musician.
Right. He's a musician.
Super talented with audio.
He's a sound producer.
Very glad to have him in.
Yes, we're very... We only have multi-talented people. I mean, we're not idiots. Okay. Anyway, I'm looking at a clock, and one thing I know, it is definitely time to blow this joint.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon, yeah? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? 'Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you. Come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Ooh. How do I breathe without you? I'm feeling so cold. I'll be waiting right here for you till the day you're home. Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. So let the light guide you. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.